from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the worst shooting massacre in U.S. history. The son of Afghan immigrants opened fire on a packed nightclub with mostly gay clientele in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50 people and wounding more than 50 others. The worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Police identify the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a U.S. citizen. President Obama spoke about the shooting and ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half-mast.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
Mr. Obama declared the Sunday shooting an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading the investigation. How does the slaughter play out in Afghanistan, Mateen's country of descent? Mir Masi Amarkil is a resident of Kabul and a university student. He says this Florida shooting is a radical action and radicalism is banned in Islam. It is not allowed in Islam to kill an innocent soul. Mateen reportedly called local police during the attack to say that he was doing it out of allegiance to Islamic State. Eritrea has accused Ethiopia of attacking its border, but officials in Addis Ababa said that they had no knowledge of the reported fighting. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after three decades of war, but returned to battle in 1998. They remain bitter enemies, with their troops still eyeing each other along the fortified frontier. This is VOA News. A humanitarian aid organization says more than 4,000 civilians have been able to leave the embattled western Iraqi city of Fallujah since government forces seized the Al-Salam route on Saturday. They've been transferred to displacement camps outside the city. Carl Schembri of the Norwegian Refugee Council, however, told VOA from Baghdad that on Friday, 18 people died in the attempt to escape the fighting. Mr. Schembri says the escape route has been widely misreported as a safe corridor.
I wouldn't like to be quoted as saying this is a safe corridor. Also, we know that to reach this area, people still have to go through sniper fire, explosive devices on the street, booby-trapped areas. So it is still a very risky journey.
Now, Mr. Schembri says that more than 20,000 civilians have managed to escape the city since the Iraqi offensive to retake Fallujah commenced on May the 23rd. Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed to a mutual ceasefire Monday after overnight sustained border skirmishes, in which at least one person was killed and 18 others wounded. Officials and residents, however, say the situation at the Torkham border area remains tense, and the conflict forced some 200 Pakistani families to relocate to safer areas. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital of Beirut on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016, which is to take place in France, if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence known as hooliganism, with the worst incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans clashed inside and outside of the stadium. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and welcomed the UEFA's decision. Japanese stock markets led a plunge in Asian markets today, tracking a sell-off in the U.S. and Europe on renewed worries about the global economy and uncertainty over Britain's future in the European Union. Tokyo's Nikkei slid 3.5%, Hong Kong lost 2.8%, Shanghai dropped 3.2%. Investor nerves are frayed by a series of opinion polls indicating that Britain could vote on June 23rd to leave the EU, which many fear could unleash a new wave of global economic turmoil. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.